This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Still stuck on Magaga or whatever. Magaga, right? Magaga.
Magaga.
Magaga. Magaga. It's 7 after the hour.
Way too fun to say.
It's amusing. I mean, you get the a lot of discord at the Republican Governors Association meeting this week, trying to analyze what happened after the elections. And so anyway, it's the applause for the ridicule. There are a lot of people that are at Trump, especially since he declared that he was going to run again. But of all the shots, this is not a shot. It's just amusing. He wants to make America great and glorious again, and then that breaks down to Magaga. Instead of a MAGA hat, you're going to have a Magaga hat. So does that, we get a red one, a blue one, a green one, purple one? That'd be good. Purple Magaga hat.
I see a lot of the MAGA hats that just have duct tape with the additional two letters.
That's probably true. Okay. This is Wednesday. Have you found yourself spending a lot more time on social media lately? And then maybe you think, as you do, you're thinking about changing your relationship with social media. Jay is the queen. Although, I don't know, can I trademark that, the fact that you're the queen of social media?
No, because no one person should hold the title of anything like that.
All right, okay. Hey, did anybody get that message across to Mariah Carey? Yeah, I guess she's figured that out.
Yeah, the trademark
at this point. Right. All right, so anyway, there are a lot of, I've been seeing a lot of adorable social media videos on animals lately. Maybe it's because it's that time of year. We were talking with Warren Eckstein, our pet expert, about this new shelter, no-kill shelter down in Alabama. Was it Alabama? Arkansas? Who went down there anyway? They're going to save 5,000 dogs a year. That's their mission. And so they probably could use some help. I'm sure that they will use social media, post a picture of some of these dogs. And they are pathetic, but yet they're real. I think I've told the story on the air of going, there was a bulldog rescue in Orange County that I visited a couple of years ago after Charlotte died, when I was thinking about what it, you know, where do I want to go, what do I want to have for a friend, a pet. So I went there. There were 14 dogs. If I'd had a pickup truck or a van with me, I would have taken every last one of them. These old dogs that just when they look at you, how in the name of God somebody can take a dog like that and turn him into a rescue center when they're older or when they're, you know, they're sick or whatever it is. My God, they've been so loved.
They were a family member, and then all of a sudden it's like they're just discarded, and these fur babies don't understand.
No, they sure don't, and they're so damn lovable. I would have Daisy's not great with other females. I might have a companion for her, but she doesn't like other girls. So you get a get a male dog. I don't know. I tend to like female dogs better than male dogs. Maybe that says something about me in general. Anyway. The whole business about saving dogs and saving pets, it's important. It really is. All right, so I have, before we get to John Harper, who's going to talk about the Artemis 1 mission, I have to share a couple of things regarding wheelchairs. One of them is a bad story, and one of them is a good story. The woman who was caught smuggling $500,000 of cocaine in her wheelchair, not only did the smuggling not work, but apparently the wheelchair didn't work, and that's why she got caught. The wheels got kind of...
The wheels were too bogged down.
Too bogged down with the cocaine
roll
in them. It says another El Stupido. Anyway, this is at JFK, the airport. This woman, a citizen of the Dominican Republic, arrived in New York on a flight from the Dominican Republic in a wheelchair. Customs and Border Protection noticed the wheels on the wheelchair were not actually turning. So they interviewed her, and guess what they found, boys and girls? Enough cocaine to give 75,000 doses of the drug, street value almost $500,000. So she gets
grief.
Sent to the Huskow, and will probably get a new wheelchair out of it, though. I'm guessing that's the one thing she gets out of it. The other thing, I was looking at a picture. Did you see these first surviving septuplets? Remember when they were around 1997? This date in 1997, the McGowey family of Carlisle, Iowa, made history bringing Brandon, Kenny, Natalie, Kelsey, Joel, Alexis, and Nathan into the world. Well, they're celebrating their 25th birthday today. They're all still alive. How about that? Seven brothers and sisters that came out at the same time. What the heck does the mother look like?
That is rough. Well, even just the pregnancy.
Bobby McGowey.
Mm-hmm. Goodness.
Yeah. That's something else, man. It really is. I mean, think about it. Seven babies, the only surviving septuplets. Happy birthday to them today. God love them. All right, we want to let's take a quick break here, and then we'll bring John Harper in to tell us about the launch of Artemis One here on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Why wait to save? Dell Technologies' Black Friday event arrives early with select deals on top tech to power business productivity. The savings start now with up to 48% off performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, including free shipping on everything. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Black Friday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
15 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. We have with us now John Harper as well, who is from WMEL along the Space Coast. He's always on top of these launches and literally was at the launch. And you spent, three or four hours afterwards as the Artemis 1 went up to describe what you experienced, will you?
Well, it was an incredible night, an incredible early morning as well, Doug, with the 32-story Space Launch System, that's the SLS rocket, which lifted off from the Kennedy Space Center at 1:47 this morning. And then it was designed to send the Orion capsule on a 3-week test journey. So that's going to be kind of interesting. That flight, by the way, Doug, is going to bring the capsule to within 60 miles of the lunar surface before sailing some 40,000 miles beyond the moon and then returning back to Earth. And by the way, this capsule, a lot of people are confused about it, but the Orion capsule did not have astronauts on board.
No.
This was a this is a test flight, and so the capsule was unmanned. But nonetheless, it was witnessed by several hundred thousand people, Doug, really amazing, at that hour of the morning, who came to the Space Coast to watch this magnificent launch at finally lifting off, as I said, at 1:47 this morning. So it was it was quite a thrill, and of course it kind of harkens back to the days of the space shuttle and the thrill that came with the space shuttles and all of the launches that were associated with that. And you kind of had the same feeling with this, watching history take place with the largest spacecraft of engines ever produced by man.
Imagine the power.
I was just going to say, Doug, some of the parts of this engine on the Artemis were used on the space shuttle as well. So that was kind of interesting.
Yeah. So this is a test to see. Remember the old, this is a test of the emergency broadcast system? This is a test. This is a test of how good we are these days.
Only we would remember that.
Yeah, you and I would only, that's exactly right. Most of the people listening in broadcasters even don't know what the heck we're talking about. Anyway, so the reason that they need to test it, obviously, is they don't want to have human guinea pigs trying this out. But under the circumstances, conceptually, the idea of sending this to the moon and then it's 60 miles off the surface and then shooting it out beyond the moon, headed toward Mars, and then bringing it back. That technology is almost unthinkable. Who creates this stuff, right?
It really is amazing, Doug, when you put it in that perspective as far as what this spacecraft will be doing when it does land on the moon. The next flight of Artemis will have four astronauts on board. They won't be landing on the moon yet. It'll be the third launch in which they'll be landing on the moon. That's going to be in about 2 years. But next year we'll have a manned launch, so that's going to be fascinating as well. But incredible human technology, American technology, and I think this is something that we all needed to kind of put some pride back into our country.
Yeah, it's good for our country. Good way to spend. I want my tax dollars spent this way and not in the way that many people see the tax dollars being spent these days. One of the things that's so important about this, the jobs you have, I remember you and I talking about this at any number of launches, and Jay Honeycutt as well, who used to run the Space Center, the number of jobs that have been created when George Bush kind of screwed everything up and spent all the money over in Iraq, and that was kind of the end of the and Obama didn't do it any good either. But now we've kind of come back around to understanding what is important, I think, to a lot of people. Technology, understanding Americans' position, how important it is for us to have a lead here, any number of things. But it does hearken me, and you probably too, back to that summer in the 1980s when they first landed on the moon. July, was it 26th? I think it was July 26th, if memory serves me correctly, when we all were...
That's correct, yeah. Yeah, yes. When we landed on the moon, and over 50 years ago. That's hard to believe as well.
It is, yep. Well, good luck to them down in NASA. Thank you for the update, John Harper, who is our broadcast expert down along the Space Coast, WMEL, here on the Good Day program at 21 after the hour.
Dendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner and our focus on celebrity news. We've had a lot of conversation about social media in this hour. We do every day. And you can join with your comments that we'll get to as we kind of round out the week. Some of your comments appear in our focus on what's happening in terms of the top topics of the week. Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show. On Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. Denise Richards, actress, good mother, bad wife to, what's his name?
Who mutually was probably not a great husband.
Yeah, no, not at all. I put that in quotes, if you will. So she was shaken up. I'll tell you a story about that after this. Doug Steffen here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? You got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider is helping lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
This is very
distracting, as Denise says she was shaken up, very shaken up, after a vehicle that she was in was shot at.
Yeah, Denise Richards, she was the passenger. Her husband, Aaron Pipers, was driving, and they knew that the vehicle behind them was following them because when they had that suspicion, he kept making right-hand turns, and the vehicle kept making right-hand turns. And, you know, as you make enough right-hand turns, you end up in a circle or a square. And it was just this horrible road rage incident that led with the other car firing shots at them. And they're okay, but she had bullet holes in her car.
In the car, yeah. And this is how in the world, where do these people come from? What rock did they climb out? I was telling you the story the other day of the kid driving a pickup truck. I was stopped along the side of the road picking up a tractor, and this guy comes by me about 60 miles an hour. This is a 25-mile-an-hour speed zone on a narrow country road. He drives by, and he whips it out and gives me the finger and runs out into this big road and squeals his tires and spins around, loses control of the truck, and crashes into a tree. So nothing but something good like that should happen to the guy. And they didn't find who it was either, did they? It didn't look like the police found who this person was.
No, they went off. They Denise Richards, her husband, kind of like got to the side and they rolled down the window and they exchanged some words and then it got really heated. And that's when the gunshots happened. And people are awful. It's one of those things of like, just mind your own business in situations like this. If somebody's going to act a fool and get frustrated on the road, let them just get out of their way, because you don't know who's caring. You don't know who doesn't have the mental stability to not cause harm to you.
Crazy. Yep. The father of Jennifer Aniston, John Aniston, who'd been on The Days of Our Lives. Didn't she start on that show, too? Didn't she start as an actress on Days of Our Lives? She was on some soap.
I don't think she was around Days of Our Lives. She was in the very first movie in the Leprechaun series, a horror film. And I think there was something else when she, right before she did Friends.
Yeah. Anyway, her father had been on Days of Our Lives since 1985, playing Victor Kariakis. He passed away, and I imagine, you know, again, she's sad about it. He's 89 years old, and lots of love, and hopefully that's, you know, that's it's still kind of young, I think, to be passing, but that's me and my prejudice with my own age. It's 28 past the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, we could try to fill the remaining time with awkward pauses. It's often done for comedic effect. Is it working? I can't tell if this is funny. Maybe this is so bad it's funny. Wow, we really peaked at the save big when you switched to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Covered.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States. This will not be my campaign. This will be our campaign all together.
The G20 group of world powers agreed to a joint message at the close of their summit in Indonesia this week, saying most members strongly condemn the war in Ukraine. But there were other views as well. Countries like China, India, Saudi Arabia, and South Africa that have been reluctant to do so. Russia is a member of G20. President Putin did not attend this year. NASA successfully launched its Artemis 1 moon rocket from Florida early Tuesday morning.
And liftoff of Artemis 1. We rise together. back to the moon and beyond.
Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Is a week away, week and a day. So we have the mashed potato. Isn't that what that was, James, that song?
Oh, yeah. Mashed potato.
What did you say, Jay?
No, this is a great song. And I started thinking,
yeah,
we've been playing a lot of great Thanksgiving kind of related or food related songs. I like that one, the mashed potato. Or wait, no, not mashed potatoes.
Apple peaches, pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
I know you like that one. Doug and Jay on Good Day. Here's some good news. The drones, you know, the world of drones that we are living in, crucial during national disasters. Transporting supplies to people in need wherever they may be. They can only carry about 30% of their mass as a payload, though some of them are fairly small. So, what if the delivery drones themselves were made out of food?
I love this idea so much. This is just absolutely genius.
There's a team at the Swiss Institute of Technology that's decided the answer to the question here is to make things as functional for flight as they can be, so that a drone can deliver more life-sustaining nutrition, medication, that kind of stuff. They're going to make the drones out of rice cakes. wrap them in protective plastic. All right, there they go. Up and away. I'm just trying to figure out how there's gelatin involved in the prototype of this thing. Flies 32 feet a second. Yeah, holding it together, right.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to wonder, does a 3D printer come into this somewhere? Somewhere along the line, is there a 3D printer? That seems to
maybe
be something
for the prototype of it, but
yeah,
that is a good question of how, like, with it being edible and made
right.
from the rice and the gelatin. I don't know. Definitely,
wingspan is 27 inches.
Prototype, but did you see that they tried cornstarch, like a cornstarch mixture, even with chocolate to see
wasn't
if that
strong
hold it together, but it didn't hold.
Yeah, not strong enough. Yep. So listen. The wings of flight, the wings of man. There are lots of people who are very creative and very smart, and you would hope that this would be something that would work because it would be very helpful, especially in circumstances that, as described, are pretty tough for the victims. Here's a fact, the Doug Steffen fact of the day. If you're a Disney fan, I mean a fan, you like to go once a year to Disney? Maybe twice a year. Got a couple of children, you brought them there three or four times, right? How about the story of the guy who's been to Disneyland 2,995 days in a row?
Whoa. So clearly he lives in the area.
Yep.
That's kind of like in his backyard almost.
He started in 2013. He became the unofficial record holder of the 1,000-day mark. And then he got the 2,000-day mark, and then he was close to 3,000 days, 5 days off, when Disney shut down in March of 2020. So that was the story. That was the end of the story. But he's now being recognized by Disney. Jeff Reitz is his name. He's 49 years old. He lives in Long Beach, California. He'd arrive at Disneyland at 5 o'clock, and then he would do his, he went to do his steps. He would have 3-hour visits, 10,000 steps, and so.
Oh, that's great. I like this idea, yeah. And especially if he's getting a season pass, it pays for itself when you're going that many times, and go get your
8 exercise. Years.
We see that with mall walkers all the time.
Yeah, right. Yep, yeah. All right, well, anyway, that's something that is it's pretty amazing when you get right down to it, how people spend their time and what people's priorities are and how they make it work. That's really what's cool. Speaking of priorities, how are you doing in the inflation department? How's your mortgage? How is your shopping when you go to the grocery store every week? Are you buying things online and you're getting your money's worth? We have a focus on all of that, sharing inflation stories and how perhaps you can get the best out of this recession. What's good for you? And how can you get, you know, buy the right gas thing? I got a lot of suggestions here, and Holland Cook is here to help us with sharing some of these ideas. At your service, on your side, in just a moment here on Good Day.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, 41 after the hour, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen with Holland Cook.
That's me.
He is many. He's unenthusiastic, as you can tell, about being here. Holland and I go way, 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 way back.
Yeah, we were there with Marconi plugging in the tube that morning, right?
Yeah, we were, as a matter of fact. And whose voice was heard first, yours or mine?
that's how I got into this inflation business, because I work behind the scenes in talk radio, and I'm frustrated with what I hear coming out the speaker, because it's mostly angry and it's mostly arguments. Yeah. And inflation is like everything else you hear discussed on radio. Nobody wants to talk about the cause. All we want to do is argue about the effect. It's a big blame game, no matter what the topic is.
Yep.
And we're all suffering from inflation, and here comes recession. So what I wanted to do is to harness the power of talk radio, meaning that we listen very well to all the ways that our resourceful listeners are stretching the dollar. And I set up this blog on the website, andyoucanquoteme.com, and people are posting suggestions. And I produced an ebook called Inflation Hacks, Save Those Benjamins. And every so often, I update the ebook because people keep adding suggestions. And for everyone who ever got the ebook, I send them updates forever, as long as I'm doing this. So it's exciting to hear solutions rather than just complaints about these dollars and cents issues we're all grappling with now.
You know, one of the things that I love about you is how you wrap yourself around whatever the issue may be. When you were doing talk, you used to fill in a lot for Jim Bohannon. If people recognize your voice, we were just talking off the air about our friendship with Jim and his passing. But Holland was on that program as a guest host many times. He ran a lot of radio stations and has some bona fide ways of understanding how the medium works and thus the help that's here. And by the way, we've started playing. You have 60-second tips that are available, which we air every morning here on the Good Day program. We started this week in connection with the ebook Inflation Hacks, Save Those Benjamins. I wonder.
Well, I'm glad you can use them. Everybody is pitching in on this, and that's what keeps me optimistic. Mm-hmm. You know, every time you go to the supermarket, every time you go to the gas station, you're feeling it. And there are hundreds of ways to save hundreds of dollars. And I continue to be impressed by your listeners, our listeners, the people who keep showing up and saying, hey, try this, or they'll give you a website you hadn't heard about. And that's what I'm compiling on the website at andyoucanquoteme.com and in the Inflation Hacks book.
All right, so definitions sometimes are important to people. The definition of inflation, recession, they often go in the same sentence, should they?
It hurts. Yeah, it hurts. It's hard to tell them apart when you have too much month left at the end of the money. But if you type the word inflation in Google, the definition that comes back sounds like a newscast. Quote, the main contributing factors include the increase in the money supply, worker shortages and rising wages, supply chain disruption, as well as fossil fuel policies. Any of that sound familiar? So
Very.
We're getting it from every direction.
Yeah. So the thing that's happening, though, I think a lot of people are recognizing it. When you buy, I noticed it the other day, actually, my check supplies. Checkbook used to have 25 checks in it. paid $4 for. Now it has 20, right?
So you want to know how rampant this is? Yeah. Merriam-Webster's dictionary just added the word shrinkflation. Right. And it's not your imagination that the cereal box at the supermarket is actually thinner, and they'll say family size on the front, maybe there are fewer squares in the roll of toilet paper now. So you're paying the same price for the product, but there's less there. And that's why you have to squint at the possibly smaller font. Unit price. It's like you're shopping for gasoline. You know, it's right there on the sign. You can tell how much per gallon. So in the supermarket, look at unit price too. And as if this shrinkflation wasn't bad enough, now comes skimpflation. At least shrinkflation is visible to the naked eye. But here's the invisible ripoff with skimpflation. They're cheating on the ingredients. And one notorious example that's been bouncing around the internet and on the news, Smart Balance Spread reduced the share of vegetable oil in it by 40%. And one customer complained on their website that, and this is his quote, it spits all over when frying an egg and it doesn't melt on toast. And to their credit, ConAgra, the manufacturer, quickly, and here's their quote, we hear the feedback, and we've decided to return to previous recipes.
Wow.
And
but
somebody
Holland,
else said...
That's the problem is ConAgra. These big, you know how I am when it comes to farming. When you're doing your television show, My American Family Farmer Show, and the fact that ConAgra and Cargill and ADM and these other huge corporations have taken over the food supply for the most part, and they think they can do pretty much whatever they want to. They have taken, you talk about smart balance, they've taken a number of peanuts that they put in their peanut butter. They've cut, well, seriously, they've cut 8 peanuts out of the jar of peanut butter now.
I quote you all the time about going to the farm stand, and people say, well, how can we save money on gasoline? And I say one of the ways is don't go all the way to the supermarket. If you got a farm stand on the way, stop there. And the famous Doug Steffen quote is, try and avoid eating anything that ever had to be on a truck. So there's a lot of granular ways that you can save money, and the supermarket and the gas station are still the top two because you got to eat and you got to get somewhere.
All right, the ebook is called Inflation Hacks: Save Those Benjamins,
and the website is andyoucanquoteme.com. And if you post a good tip there, I will quote you in the book.
And you can quoteme.com. Yes, excellent. Holland Cook, always good for a wry bit of info, wry sense of humor, and focus on getting to the point, which is one of the great things I've learned from him. When you're doing a talk radio program, if nothing else, get to the point. And the point of this is how to save money, be smart about what you're doing with your money, and you can quoteme.com for the input that you would like to give. The book is Inflation Hacks: Save Those Benjamins. All right, pal. Take good care. Talk to you soon. Holland Cook. Yes, sir. Holland Cook here on the Good Day program at 49 past the hour. We'll be right back.
Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Think of totally the scene, right? At the end,
mm-hmm.
He's running up those steps, man. Wow. How powerful is that music? There's a guy's name, Conti, Bill Conti. Didn't he do that? Do I remember that correctly, Chucker?
He did a great job.
Yeah, fabulous. All right, so what are we celebrating with the Rocky theme today on Good Day?
I was looking at the celebrity birthdays, and born this day, 1907, the late, great Burgess Meredith, who played Mickey.
Oh, my God.
In the Rocky franchise. Fabulous. Also, obviously, the Penguin and the original Batman TV series of the 1960s, and infamous for a few Twilight Zone episodes, one called Time Enough at Last, which many regard as the greatest of all Twilight episodes, where he played the bank teller who loves to read, and at the end his glasses break. It's the end of the world after a nuclear bomb. It was very powerful. He's just a fantastic presence on screen. But Mickey, one of the all-time great characters in features. No,
his, the way his accent, the way he kind of like just pushed into that.
I would argue the scene in Rocky, in the original Rocky in 76, when Mickey goes to Rocky's apartment in the middle of the movie asking him to be the manager, and then Rocky throws him out and then goes back down the street with the overhead shot to embrace that character. That's one of the great scenes of all time in film. You know, it's interesting. In an interview, though, Stallone, who's promoting his new Paramount Plus TV show, Tulsa King, said that he will not watch Creed 3. I guess that's how bitter he is about what happened with the rights to that franchise and the direction in his input. I can't blame him to a point.
I can't either. That's outrageous.
I mean, if you really understand, like, the man created that character, that franchise, he should have the direction of where the characters go.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He should.
And shame on Michael, what's his face, for the way that that's been conducted.
Oh, Michael B. Jordan.
Yep. Shame on him. Margot Robbie, or you call her Margot Robbie. Good.
Robbie, go ahead. What's the story?
Margot, you sometimes call her Margot. Margot Robbie says she almost quit acting after struggling with the fame she got for being in The Wolf of Wall Street. She's 32 years old. She thinks that she was propelled into stardom after landing that role. Do you agree with that?
Well, yeah. I mean, listen, she's a good actress. She's beautiful. She's got a great screen presence. She's highly sought after for roles. I mean, yes, she's what you call a big star. Having said that, her latest movie, Amsterdam, with Christian Bale, bombed. And then they did a test screening on this other movie with Brad Pitt coming out at Christmas time, Babylon, which got a very divisive reaction. I don't think it's going to make money. It's a period.
What's that about? I don't know that movie.
About people who do a lot of cocaine. I just don't see that being a big hit. But I do like her. And also, she was supposed to star in a reboot of the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise over at Disney, and evidently Disney pulled the plug on that. I guess they don't want to proceed with that direction. So,
hard with DiCaprio. Though. Yeah, she's had plenty of roles. I think there was some. Wasn't she in that survival, that group of women? What was the name of that movie? There was a strange movie with a bunch of women, and I thought she was one of them.
No, she was not. Yellow. What was it called? That was on Netflix, I believe.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. So speaking about Netflix, I see that there is now some wobbling in the future of certain movies like that Knives Out thing. Was it you were telling us yesterday it was going to be a week?
One week in theaters and then straight to Netflix, because Netflix spent the money to produce it. They control the entire entity, spent $200 million.
People want to see it in theaters, and that message apparently is getting through to them at Netflix. And whether they change their deal or not. Did we talk about Alec Baldwin suing
former
crew members? Yeah. He's
suing. Wants to clear his name.
Yeah, well, he should. If he's not guilty of anything, right?
Listen, you know, whether people like Alec Baldwin as a person or not, the reality is, listen, I don't think anybody with an open mind would think Alec Baldwin woke up that morning expecting to harm another person.
No,
I mean,
of course
clearly
not.
It was some form of an accident, tragic accident, and the only really way you can justify that is civil penalty, right? Yeah, I mean, you can't put people in jail for an accident, but, he's
check
out
our
damaged, no doubt.
Conversations about things like this on our Good Day download at gooddayshow.com. Thank you, Chucker. Movie Moments at 59 after on Good Day.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.